Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia through the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where, as you can see on the screen behind me, today we are going to be talking about the omnipresence of God, or as some theologians say, the omnipresence of God. Now, what does that mean? And why is this such a hot topic? Well, have you ever heard of astral projection? Basically, and there are movies that have come out, and we know that they're fantasy, but where basically a person, let's say I'm in Florida right now, that I can project myself through time and space, and that I can immediately, boom, be in California. And again, some movies have come out. I think there was a movie called Jumper or something. I'm not quite certain. You can check on that, where a young man, an actor in that movie, was able to do that very thing. He could jump, right, from one place, one town, one state, to another. Okay? Now, and I've heard people refer to that as, hey, look, humans can be omnipresent. Well, wait a second. Even if this astral projection could happen, which it cannot happen, but let's say it could. Let's say what we in the movies, you know, could happen in reality. That's not being omnipresent. Why? Because that person who's in Florida and can kind of jump and be in California, guess what? When that person gets there, lands there, that person is only in California. He or she is no longer also present in Florida, right? So even if we could travel time, space, we could never be omnipresent. We could not be everywhere present at the same time. Why? Because we are finite. At best, I could jump right now to California. At best, assuming this was true, we were able to do it. But I would have to leave Florida and to be in California, right? And that's because, again, I'm finite, and so are you. And oh, by the way, so is Satan. And why is this a hot topic? Not so much about, you know, movies and is astral projection true or not, but really a lot of people actually give credit to Satan, you know, and as though he were omnipresent, right? Well, you know, one minute Satan is wreaking havoc in Europe, and at the same time he's wreaking havoc here in Florida with me. No. Satan, like us, is a created being, an angelic being, but nevertheless created, meaning he is finite, like you and I are finite, like the actors in the movie jumping all over the place, finite. We can only be fully present in one place at one time. And it's the same with Satan, right? God, however, is infinite, meaning that God is omnipresent. God is fully present everywhere at the same time. Let me show you what the psalmist says in Psalm 139. I love this psalm, a psalm of David, and it's a very familiar psalm, I'm sure, to you, where the psalmist talks about the omniscience of God, meaning that he knows all things, the omnipotence of God, meaning he is all powerful. And he also talks about the omnipresence of God. Starting in verse 7, David, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, "Where can I go?" He's talking to God. "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I go from your full presence?" He says, "Where can I flee from your presence?" And again, it's not that David was trying to run away from God. David was in awe of the omnipresence of God. Where can I go from your presence? Where can I flee and you're not present? He said, "If I ascend to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in Sheol, the abode of the dead, behold, you're there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there, your hand will lead me, and your right hand will lay hold of me." You see, David was in awe of the omnipresence of God. He said, if I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, will hide me from God, and the light around me will be like night. He says, even the darkness is not dark to you, God, and the night is as bright as the day. He said, "Darkness and light are alike to you." Only God is omnipresent, meaning that God is present in all places, including hell, where his wrath is present throughout all eternity. God is present in all places, and listen, he is fully present. Right? Again, think of our example of this astral projection. We can only be, as humans, fully present in one place at one time, right? God, however, is not only present everywhere. God is fully present everywhere. Which means, Christian, when you're praying to God, it's not like you're getting only a part of God, only a part of God's attention. It's not like God is distracted and he's focusing on up. No. Christian, when you're praying to God, he is fully present. I remember when this most incredible truth really hit me as a young believer, because like many, you know, I kind of, as a baby believer, well, I placed limitations on God. Especially when it came to his omnipresence. For me, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I know God can be everywhere, but I didn't understand fully that God could be and is fully present everywhere. And because of that, I used to like, you know, again, I remember again, as a young believer, at times kind of starting out my prayers and saying, "God, I know you're busy and I don't want to distract you. I know this is happening over here on the other side of the world, and I know this catastrophe is over here and people are calling out to you. And so, God, I'm going to be quick. I don't want to distract you. I don't want to keep you from all the other busy stuff you have to deal with." Can anybody relate? Right? You see what I did? I limited God. What I did, unfortunately, is I looked at God as being a finite being. But praise God, by his grace and through the illumination of the Holy Spirit, as I continued to study the scriptures and matured in my understanding of who God is, boy, I tell you, when you understand the omnipresence of God, I mean, it's mind-blowing. It is awe-inspiring, isn't it? I mean, that's what David was saying. Again, let me just repeat some of the words he said. He said, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? What's the answer? Nowhere. Again, God is present everywhere. God is fully present everywhere. Again, as I said earlier, even in hell, God's goodness is not present there. God's grace is not present there. The benevolence of God is not present there. But the just wrath of God is fully present there, right? If I ascend to heaven, maybe he's not there. He says, no, you're there, fully present. If I make my bed in Sheol, maybe he's not there. Because if he's in heaven, present there, maybe he's not present in the abode of the dead. David says, no, you're there, right? If I take the wings of the dawn, if I fly to the other side of the world, or you know what? If I go to the deepest, most remote parts of the sea, even there, your hand will lead me. You see that? I could fly to the other side of the world, your hand leads me. I could be on the other side of the world, the deepest parts of the sea. Even there, your hand will lead me. I mean, this is mind-boggling. Again, we're finite beings. And to try to get your mind around the omnis of God, right? God is omniscient, all-knowing. God is omnipotent, all-powerful. God is omnipresent, everywhere present, fully present. Not parts of God, not a piece of God, the full presence of our holy, awesome, majestic God. Whoa. There is no corner of the universe, again, as the psalmist says, where God isn't. There's no place anyone can hide from God, even hell. Christian, you can be certain when you're studying the holy word of God and you're praying to your holy God, you can be certain that you have his undivided attention. Whoa. God is not preoccupied. He's not distracted. He is present with you, Christian. He is fully present with you. Hop over to Isaiah 57. Again, you see the, I mean, you just see the majesty of God, and it's incredible. Isaiah 57, just one verse, verse 15. Look what the Lord says. For thus says the high and exalted one. So what God is saying about himself right here is that he's out of this world, right? He is holy, meaning he is other than us, his creation. He is high. He is exalted. He is, theologians say, transcendent. Above all, outside of time and space. I mean, God is the creator, the majestic one. He goes on to say, who lives forever. He is the eternal one, whose name is holy. He is completely set apart from his creation. He is other than. He is infinite in his being, in his holiness, in his majesty. This is what God says. For thus says the high and exalted one, who lives forever and whose name is holy. God says, I dwell on a high and holy place. We get that, right? But watch this. And also, God is saying he is present with the contrite and lowly of spirit. Whoa. High and holy, the transcendence of God. Present with us? When we're broken and contrite and lowly of spirits, that's the immanence of God. Do you see his the omnipresence of God? High and holy? At the same time with us? I dwell on a high and holy place, and also with the contrite and lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. Wow. Did you see it? The majesty of God, the holiness of God, the eternality of God, the transcendence of God, the immanence of God, the majesty of God, the compassion of God, the omnipresence of God. Christian, how does that make you feel right now? That when you're crying out to your Lord, not only does he hear you, not only is he so majestic that he can answer your prayers in ways greater than you can even hope for or imagine, right? Ephesians 3:20 and 21. But Christian, when you cry out to the Lord, he is high and exalted, fully present in his transcendence, yet at the same time, he is fully present with you. Meditate on this truth and watch how this will change the way you pray. First of all, when you understand the full presence of God, when you're praying to him, maybe we will think twice before we just barge into God's presence in our cavalier, demanding approach, right? You're in the presence of the holy God. You're in the Holy of Holies, right? Remember when Moses approached the burning bush, and what did God say to him? Take off your sandals. You're standing on holy ground. The presence of the holy God. Go to Job chapter 11. One of Job's counselors, though they were, their theology at times was definitely confused, but nevertheless, they did at times say some very incredible truths, particularly about the majesty of God. And here is one of those examples where one of Job's counselors, Zophar, as he's rebuking Job, poor guy Job, I mean, think about what he was experiencing, and one of his friends is now rebuking Job. But look what he says, this incredible truth about the omnipresence of God. Job chapter 11, starting in verse 7, he says, "Can you discover the depths of God?" What's the answer? No, because God is infinite, right? Can you discover the depths of God? Can you discover the limits of the Almighty? No. Zophar says, "They are high as the heavens." What can you do? "They're deeper than Sheol." What can you know? "Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea." Right? I mean, again, we can understand this in terms of our finite understanding of space and location. And what he's trying to describe here is the, again, the awesomeness, the majesty, the omnipresence of God. And again, as John Calvin used to say, God inspired his word in baby talk so that we as finite humans could understand at least a little bit about our awesome infinite God, right? And so here we see kind of some baby talk, right? Is God limited by the heavens? No. Is God limited by, you know, the abode of the dead? No. Is God limited by as far as the east can go? No. As far as the west can go? No. How about the depths of the sea? How about the heights? No. And that's what Solomon said, 1 Kings chapter 8, as he was dedicating, making a prayer of dedication for the temple that was built. And I love Solomon's humility here, right? 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27. Think about the context. Solomon is standing before this majestic physical structure, the temple in Jerusalem, right? And you think about all the care that was put into building this temple, funding this temple, preparing, making all the preparations for the temple. I mean, incredible. Finally, the temple, right? And Solomon's making this prayer of dedication. He is just praising God. And right in the middle of that, verse 27, Solomon, you know, it's kind of like he has this like aha moment. And he asks the question, verse 27, will God indeed dwell on the earth? Like, really? I mean, just the earth? No. He says, behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you. How much less this house, this building, this temple that I built, right? You see his understanding of the, again, majesty, eternality, omnipresence of God. He's like, come on. God cannot be limited to this building. His presence cannot be limited to this temple I just built. God's presence cannot be limited just to this earth or just heaven. Why? Because God is omnipresent. And so, again, it's such a comforting doctrine to understand as a believer, right? No matter where you are, no matter your location, here on earth as a Christian, God is present with you, fully present. He's not distracted. He doesn't pick up and leave halfway through your prayers because he has to be somewhere else on the other side of the world. And I know it's mind-boggling to hear this, but you have his undivided attention. Boy, that's a source of comfort, isn't it? For us as believers. But for non-believers, oh, it's not a source of comfort. It's a big time reality check. God sees all, God knows all. And it's not like somebody has to call God on the phone, who's God on the other side of the world, and say, hey, let me tell you what's happening with these non-believers here on this side of the world. No. God sees all, God knows all, and God is fully present everywhere. Nobody will be able to get away with anything when it comes to the justice of God, the holiness of God, and the wrath of God. So, Christian, that's why I want to urge you. You need to share the truth about God's saving grace. And don't feel like you're all alone in doing it, right? Who is fully present with you when you're sharing the gospel with non-believers? God is, right? It's not like you're in the minority where, you know, three members of your family are just coming down against you and you feel like, oh, you know, I'm getting slaughtered here. They're making fun of me. They won't listen to me. I'm sorry. You're not in the minority. You're in the majority. Who is fully present with you? And oh, by the way, as I close, Christian, God's omnipresence is a source of comfort for us, right? Sure. As opposed to a non-believer who cannot run or hide and God sees and knows everything. But listen carefully, even as a Christian, because God is present with you, fully present with you, He also knows everything about you and me. Our thoughts, before they even come to our mind, our words, before they come from our lips, our actions, even before we do them. The omnipresence of God should be such a source of praise and worship to God. It should also be a humbling truth to us as well. That's why we pursue holiness. We don't want God in His presence to see filth in us, be near any filth in us, right? Man, God is, well, like David said, where can I go? And you're not there. Praise God for who He is. Praise God for how He is. Christian, take some time to praise God for His omnipresence. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.